a pastor from Central Asia, interacts with Muslims all the time, and he says many Muslims are dissatisfied. They're looking for answers to deep spiritual questions, and they're open to hearing biblical truth.
They're spiritual questions that they bother it in within their, you know, souls and hearts are not satisfied by the answers that they receive from Islam. And that's why many people search the truth. And when God presents opportunity for them, then they're ready.
Jesus never promised his followers an easy path. In fact, he told his disciples that the world would hate them. He sent them out as sheep among wolves. Jesus' words came true in the life of the apostles, and they're still coming true today in the lives of his followers around the world. Join host Todd Nettleton as we hear their inspiring stories and learn how we can help right now on the Voice of the Martyrs radio network.
Welcome again to the Voice of the Martyrs radio. My name is Todd Nettleton. We are in our studio today in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, with one new guest and one return guest. Brother Silas is a Christian and a pastor from Central Asia. Tom Hauser is the executive director for People International. They are working in Central Asia. We will talk more about that. Tom and Silas, welcome to Voice of the Martyrs radio.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And I want to encourage our listeners, we had Brother Silas just about 2 years ago. He shared his testimony of coming to faith and the persecution that he endured. You can go and listen to that. We'll give you a link in the show notes. So, Tom, our listeners know a little bit about Silas already. Tell me about People International. Tell me about your pathway to being involved in ministry not in America.
We've been in existence from 1979, so we're about 45 years in existence. Our original vision and mission in Central Asia was in the early Bible smuggling realm with contemporaries like Brother Andrew, but our founders were taking out Volkswagen buses all the way across to Central Asia and to Afghanistan and places like that, and just being a presence in a place where the church was not present. That's a little bit of our founding. It wasn't until 1991 that we really started sending workers into Central Asia. And that's where we met Brother Silas. And not too far after that, in our connection with local believers, people who have come to Christ behind the former Iron Curtain of the Soviet Union. And so that was part of our vision and making the peoples of Central Asia known to the West.
Brother Silas, what does it mean for someone in Central Asia to come to faith? And I know we've heard your story of suffering and pressure and persecution. What does it mean right now in 2024 if I say, hey, I'm not a Muslim anymore, I follow Jesus now?
The moment you made that decision, you will be oppressed in every side. Like as Paul said, you know, we oppress and we crushed in every side. That's a reality of being a Christian. Most of the Central Asian countries, particularly Muslim countries, you feel that persecution and hardship from get going. The first reaction you will have, like from your own, you know, family members will be not happy with that decision. And then relatives and your own neighbors, your own community, you know, unless you have a like very strong believing community, Christian community that is really helping you, you will be isolated. In many, many cases, believers with a Muslim background, believers really experience that isolation, because in that culture, even your barber is your like friend. You know, you connected very, very much into mm-hmm. every fabric of society. And the moment you accept that, most of those people that were your friends will kind of not your friends anymore. Mm-hmm. That's the feeling you will have in most cases. But on top of it, a lot of governments in that part of the world is not happy. They're not welcoming Christianity. Still, they're very hostile against converts, especially ethnic. If you're ethnically from Muslim background, then you are really target of the government authorities, and whether it's a local police or Secret Services or KGB. And
is that because the governments are good Muslims and they don't want you to convert? Is that because they see it as, uh-oh, this is some foreign power trying to infiltrate our country? Is it a little bit of both? What motivates the government to get involved?
Yeah, I think it's a both ways, because I think one thing is in Central Asian governments still inherit this communist ideology. Anything that is foreign is like needs to be cautiously looked and controlled and everything. And Christianity is also associated to the West, thinking that, you know, West is using the Christianity. That's the old, you know, communist KGB ideology, thinking that, oh, these are like agents and serving the, you know, foreign agenda or something like that. That's the one side of that. And another side is a mix of Muslim background. And they feel this obligation in their mind and hearts that, oh, we need to protect this Islamic culture and our belief system, and that's why they don't want ethnically, you know, Turkmen or Uzbeks and others, you know, converting into Christianity. That's why you have much stronger persecution, you know, motivated in two sides, you know.
So how important is it for those Christians to have groups like People International, groups like the Voice of the Martyrs, coming in from outside to provide Bibles and to provide encouragement and to provide discipleship? And
it's huge. In my own experience, you know, I've been through the persecution and arrests and, you know, torture and being isolated and running for our lives and everything. In that moment, you feel one is like everyone is going through that. Not so many people can come and encourage you. And you feel that you're alone in that kind of feeling. But when you know that organizations, you know, like Voice of Martyrs and others and People International, you have some friends that praying, and that brings a lot of encouragement. I remember even like, I mean, I think Voice of Martyrs do that. They travel into those places and even meeting with those who persecuted and sitting together, just cry with them or just praying with them is great encouragement. I remember I was released from the prison. I was hiding in the capital city. One of the brothers outside from the West came, ended up there somehow, and we were able to meet, you know, secretly in the car, riding the taxi around, you know, in the city, but just like crying together and sharing what's happening, and knowing that somebody really cares for you, and he's telling us that people are praying for you was like great encouragement.
We're talking this week on Voice of the Martyrs Radio with Tom Hauser. He is the executive director of People International. We're also talking with Brother Silas. He is a Christian and a pastor from Central Asia. Tom, as you hear that, I know it's encouraging to know that we are encouraging brothers and sisters, but there's also an element of we're putting brothers and sisters at risk when we come in and bring a load of Bibles or, you know, meet up with them to hear their stories. How do you process that as you do ministry and as you travel to that part of the world of, hey, I want to go, I want to serve, I want to be an encouragement, but I'm also putting someone at risk?
I think the important thing is that we've found over the last 40 years is really listening to the local pastors and leaders for the things that they want and what they need. And early on, when the church was very infant in a lot of these places where there may have been a handful of believers, is that Western believers end up taking probably larger roles of establishing churches. But our vision has changed where we empower the local church. So we're in constant communication with local pastors and leaders, and that's why we work with Silas, and we have 26 other partners in Central Asia that we're constantly talking with them, making sure that we're not getting them into trouble.
Yeah.
And also that we're not sending the wrong people. We have some people in the past that want to be too vocal, or they want to take Western evangelistic methods into Central Asia, which don't work. And so the contextualization of the gospel and coming along local leaders like Silas is the last thing we want is to get them in prison. We always tell our short-term teams, it's like, our goal is not to jeopardize anything. He goes, our shelf life is short, but they're going to be there for a long time. And we can leave, but they have to stay. And let's don't do anything that would jeopardize. And so, you know, we've been involved in five of the Bible translation projects in Central Asia. And so that's been a big part of who we are. But we needed to get the word of God throughout Central Asia. And that is happening, not necessarily by physical books, but it's through media and through other avenues, which Voice of the Martyrs has been very strategic of getting the Bible into cell phones, into other mediums that people can get and pass through borders.
Yeah. I love to think about those electronic Bibles. You know, you might get arrested for having a paper Bible, but everybody's got a cell phone. So it's easy to carry one in your pocket. Brother Silas, what are the ways that the gospel is spreading? We mentioned it's not necessarily what we think of as evangelism methods that we might use in our churches here in America. I know when you go and talk to someone, they understand what they would be giving up to follow Jesus. They understand the risk of that. So how is the gospel spreading?
Because of the restrictions in my own country, I mean, we ended up fleeing, but God had a different plan, definitely use us to spread the gospel to masses or more people. One of the mediums that God was using many years back was a radio broadcasting. I was actually choked and tortured because I used my voice to preach the gospel by the KGB. And they thought that they destroyed that voice and, you know, that opportunity. But God opened the door through the radio once I was outside of the country. We were able to broadcast radio programs in our language. Later on, you know, technology is changing, and many people in that part of the world, even the government is restrictive. The satellite TV is another medium is used widely. And today, like, we have several programs developed for the satellite TV broadcasting, and many, many people in their, you know, homes without being bothered by anybody else, in the, you know, most of us secretly watching gospel programs and coming to the Lord. Out of that, you know, many, many house churches were established. Even though, you know, certain countries in Central Asia are very restrictive for the internet access, but younger generation finding ways, you know, VPN and different things to access the internet. For that reason, as a ministry today, we are involved a lot in media, social media platforms, YouTube channels, Instagram, and even TikTok. I mean, that's a new generation thing, but we try to like present the gospel even through those platforms, and many people are hearing the gospel, you know, in restrictive countries like Iran and Turkmenistan or, you know, Uzbekistan and other places, and gospel is spreading through that.
It seems like there is a hunger for something different. Like if I'm a good Muslim, but I'm in my home watching Christian TV, it seems like I would be saying, I'm not completely convinced that being a good Muslim is really the best thing. Otherwise, why would I watch this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you sense that in the people? There's like a hunger or a dissatisfaction with Islam?
Yes, many people, you know, their spiritual questions that they bother it in within their, you know, souls and hearts are not satisfied by the answers that they receive from Islam. And that's why many people search the truth. And when God presents the opportunity for them, then they're ready. I mean, some people watch, like, for example, I was contacted by one guy who watched our program 6 months without even contacting us. But then, you know, after 6 months, his heart was ready. He accepted the Lord. And then he was calling us, how I can be baptized, you know. He learned through those programs that he was listening and watching, you know, what the Christianity is, who's Jesus is, and how to believe in him, and now it's time for him to be baptized. And he was saying, can I baptize myself, and where I can be baptized, and then that local church and can you know, get into that and help.
We're talking this week on Voice of the Martyrs Radio with Tom Hauser. He is the Executive Director for People International, also Brother Silas, a Christian and a pastor from Central Asia. Tom, I know one of the things you do, in fact, you're getting ready to leave on a short-term trip. So you take American Christians to go to Central Asia and get their feet on the ground and get a taste of the culture. Talk a little bit about those trips and what you want to accomplish. What do you want to see accomplished?
So one of our initiatives that we've been working the last 7 years in People International is this idea of kingdom diversity. So I'm taking a team of African Americans this next week to one of the Central Asian countries, and that African Americans make up about 12 to 13% of the American Christian population, but African Americans only make up 0.5% of missionaries sent from America.
Wow.
We know that there are 179 African Americans in foreign missions right now. We sent one, our first one this last year, to Turkey. And we just feel like within the missions world is that we need to represent the whole church. Mm-hmm. And the demographic in America that historically that is not represented well for many, many reasons is the African American church. And so we have this initiative to mobilize African Americans into Central Asia. The opportunities that African Americans can have in Central Asia, one of these teams, we end up leading a person to Christ on a short-term trip in Central Asia, which is really kind of unheard of. But the boldness and the engagement that the African American community can make in a global mission setting is long overdue.
We're talking this week on Voices of Martyrs Radio with Tom Hauser. He is the Executive Director for People International. Brother Silas is a Christian and a pastor from Central Asia. Let's talk about reaching Muslims in America, because there are lots of Muslims in America, and we have listeners who, you know, they work alongside a Muslim, they go to school alongside a Muslim. Give us some advice as we want to have that conversation, like that team in Central Asia, that at least presents the idea of Jesus, answers some questions, leads them along the pathway towards meeting Jesus. Give us some advice about how to have those conversations and really how to not be intimidated by those conversations.
Most of the Muslim people are very, very friendly, and they want a relationship. They're very relational people, and they're very open for spiritual conversations. I think presenting the simple gospel based on the biblical narrative of Christ's life and everything, teaching, is very important, because in Islam there's no full teaching about Jesus, and they have their own version of Jesus. They love Jesus as a prophet, and that's why they have this respect, which can give you opportunity to share the gospel with them. But in some cases, you have to be also very prepared to give answers, mm-hmm. because they will ask you a lot of questions. In a lot of cases, like those who coming from different countries, Muslim people, they have also their mother tongue or heart language. Mm-hmm. The presenting the gospel in the heart language has a different impact on people. You know, for example, for myself, I was rejecting Christianity as being Russian or this kind of a Western religion. But when I heard Jesus speaking my mother tongue, it became close to my heart, mm-hmm. and it started touching my heart. And I remember one time we were in the foreign countries. There was a Chechen lady. She was a very like conservative, radicalist Muslim lady. And I found a Jesus film in Chechen language. And she was rejecting Christianity. You know, she wasn't happy that I left Islam and accepted Jesus as my Savior and Lord. But when I showed that film in her own language, Chechen language, she was crying and actually loving Jesus. And the impact was huge. That's why, like, I recommend or suggest those people. You can find out their mother language. Mm-hmm. And there's so many media, gospel messages available in different languages, particularly Jesus film in so many languages. And then if you can give them that, and if they watch that, the impact can be huge.
Amen. Gentlemen, as we finish up, we always like to equip our listeners to pray. So I'm going to ask you, Tom, how do we pray for People International? How do we pray for the work that you're doing? And then, Silas, I'm going to ask you, how do we pray for Christians in Central Asia right now, especially those who are facing that rejection and facing that pressure? But let's start out with People International.
Amazingly, these past 3 years during the pandemic, we grew the most. Our financial base grew the most. That we saw some of our greatest increase in the last 3 years. And I think the number one prayer request is, can we send the right people? Just this last couple months, we have so many people inquiring about serving overseas. And so the interest is there, but really our challenge is getting the right people that would come along, people like Silas, and be those encouragement. The last thing was we want people to be a burden for those in Central Asia. And so we have a lot of really just outstanding partners in Central Asia that are sharing in Christ, but they need encouragers. They need people to come alongside. So just to pray for the right people to be sent, because the need is there and the job is not done. We have a long ways to go. And that's why organizations like Voice of the Martyrs and others like us, is that the task is still way off, but we're making progress. And that's what's exciting.
That is exciting as we think about every tribe and tongue and nation. We're getting closer and closer and closer to that day. Brother Silas, how do we pray for Christians in Central Asia right now?
Pray that those leaders and believers, brothers and sisters that is under the oppression or persecution, that they will feel the strength and empowerment of Holy Spirit. And, you know, a lot of times they feel that they're lonely. A lot of times, like, daily needs are not met, but they feel that, you know, encouragement in their hearts, in their spirits, through the Word as they read their Bibles. And also, like, a wisdom, I think, to many pastors and leaders. They risk many times, you know, going in different locations. I just heard recently the report or testimony of one of the Muslim imams in one of the remote villages came to the Lord. And his other imams, you know, other Muslim congregation heard about it, and they started, like, threatening him. You know, he has a children, his wife, they love Jesus, and they're sharing about their faith, but opposition is strong. And some radical elements of Islamic communities can really threaten their lives, but that he will be encouraged, and he will also, the local believers will come and help him in his needs for encouragement and wisdom for pastors and leaders how to minister in that not a friendly environment a lot of times. Also, I pray for against the stronghold of darkness, of the false religion and false understanding, and also revival in those places, that God's hope will penetrate into darkest places and hardened hearts, and many will come
Amen.
And taste the love of Christ.
Amen. We have listeners who pray every single day for the prayer requests we talk about. So I know this week there's going to be people praying for these needs. Tom, if people want to connect with People International, how do they do that?
Our website is gopeople.org. And, and then you'll also find us on Facebook and Instagram with People International North America.
All right. So gopeople.org. We will also give you a link in the show notes this week at vomradio.net. If you are just now joining us, you're going to want to go online or find the podcast of this episode and hear our conversation with Tom Hauser. He's the executive director of People International, and Brother Silas is a Christian and a pastor from Central Asia. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your ministry. Thank you for your heart. And thank you for sharing with us this week on Voice of the Martyrs Radio.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to VOM Radio, Voice of the Martyrs Radio. As always, you can connect with us online at vomradio.net. I would love to hear from you. There is a comment bar at the bottom of the page. Just send me a note and let me know how you are praying for Christians in Central Asia. Let me know, maybe you're sharing your faith with a Muslim classmate or coworker. I'd love to hear that story again at our website, vomradio.net. Thank you for taking the time to listen this week. I hope you'll join our conversation again next week to hear more stories of the faithfulness of persecuted Christians and the amazing things God is doing in hostile and restricted nations right here on the Voice of the Martyrs Radio Network.